And you're breathing into your bellies. You're allowing the breath to bring you down into your chest. We're going to be doing the heart chakra meditation, so it's all about being in the chest cavity, in your heart center. And as always with meditations, we're going to begin by going to our safe place, to where we always begin our meditations, that house or that area, or that haven of safety. It may be very familiar, it may be a new visual that you're getting. Whatever it is, know that it's the perfect place for you to be, to feel comfortable, to feel safe, and to begin your journey. So we're journeying into the heart chakra. Allow your awareness, your mind's eye, to drop into your heart area, into your chest cavity. And there, you're going to create a ball of green light. It's a very clear, very bright, maybe Kelly green, maybe spring green, whatever green you see in your mind's eye. Let it be very clear and very strong in your visual. It's in your heart. It may be pulsating, radiating, growing. We're going to allow the light to begin to expand and grow and fill the entire chest cavity with this brilliant green. And we're going to breathe the green down into our bellies, down to fill our legs with this bright green energy. Breathing it up into the shoulders, down the arms. Breathing this green up into the neck and into the head. Allowing the entire body to be maybe pulsing or flowing or radiating this beautiful green energy. The green of the heart. And as you feel that each of the cells in your body fills with this green light, there's a softening, an opening, a joy, and a harmony that comes into each of the cells while this green radiates. And you find your cells beginning to almost sing a song of love, of compassion, of joy. And so while your body is singing this song of love, come back into your heart and just look at your heart in your mind's eye, with your awareness, that all-knowing self. What does your heart look like today if you could symbolically see it? What does it look like? Is it a hard nut with a shell around it? Maybe it's a broken, jagged structure? Or maybe it's whole and vibrant and happy. What is the energy in your heart portraying right now for you to see? What does it feel like to have this heart in your body in whatever image it presented itself in. Does it feel good to have this heart? Or does it feel rather restricted, closed, or painful? Don't judge it. Just observe it. Ah, it feels this way. Huh. Look at that. And then ask your heart what it would like to move to a clearer frequency of self-love. Ask your heart, how much do I love myself? And ask for a percentage. Do you love yourself 50, 60, 80, 100%? Truly love yourself, truly appreciate yourself. What percentage is it telling you? And what would your heart like to do to maybe move to a new space of deeper self-love and self-appreciation? What compassion can you bring to yourself to move to the next level of opening your heart to love? Maybe there are people that you felt have not held you in the highest of integrity. Maybe there have been people who have not seen you as the true light that you are, and that's affected your heart. Let's imagine that we can call one at a time those people to us that have hurt us in the past and bring forgiveness to the situation. So first and foremost, invite somebody to you that recently maybe has challenged your heart, challenged your integrity, challenged your own self-love. Maybe you can visualize yourself as a judge sitting in a courtroom, and you can call that person towards you. And as they stand in front of you, you have the choice to forgive them, find compassion, and release them. Or you can condemn them and carry that hurt and that pain and that sense of closure around your heart. What would you like to do? That person is standing in front of you, and you now can release your heart to the next level of self-love, or you can choose to keep the pain. If you have chosen to release, see this person standing in front of you, surrounded in a green auric glow, as if their entire aura, the energy around them, is now vibrating in a green bubble. You can surround them in this green bubble and have it so they can no longer affect you. They're vibrating in their own green love, and you're separate from them, so they can no longer hurt you. Or you can choose to send them away and still keep the hurt. The choice is yours. There is no right or wrong. There's just decisions and awareness. But whichever you've chosen, see them now move from the courtroom and invite somebody else, somebody new, to come and stand in front of you. And this person as well may have hurt you, may have not held you in the most highest of integrity or esteem. What would you like to do with the second person? Can you also bring forgiveness and compassion to this being? Or do you choose to remain in pain from this person's energy? If you truly want to love yourself, you will learn how to let go and forgive and turn away from the pain rather than hold on to the pain. So maybe imagine that this person is beginning to glow with a beautiful green aura. And you can see them beginning to encapsulate in a little green bubble so that they no longer can affect you in a negative or painful way. They're in their own little bubble, and you can allow them to float away, knowing that you're the stronger and the more compassionate for self as you release them from your anger, from your pain. There might be another person, there might be quite a few people that you see coming in, asking your forgiveness, asking to be released from the holding pattern of pain in your heart. However many you see, allow them now to either be released, seeing them in their own green energy of self-love and self-appreciation, or maybe there's some you're not willing to release yet. At which point, just note that you choose to keep the pain. But at some point, to be compassionate enough for self, to love yourself enough to say, I no longer wish to be in pain, will be the motivation to release these people who you think have caused you pain. So maybe see the whole courtroom filled with these people and just cover them in a green, beautiful energy. And then walk away from them, making the choice that you wish to be self-compassionate, and you no longer wish to see yourself through their eyes, which hurts you and causes you pain. So see yourself now moving out and away from in this courtroom, and in the back room, as you move out of the courtroom, There's an antechamber with a big mirror. And you go and you stand in front of the mirror, looking at yourself in the mirror. And you see yourself surrounded in this green glow in your aura. You see yourself with a beautiful smile on your face. Your eyes are soft as they gaze back at you. And your heart fills with this sense of awe and love and appreciation. You've never seen yourself looking so sweet, so gentle, so loving and kind looking back at you. And you feel a warmth and a glow deep within you, deep within the recesses of your heart. You feel this love of self, this awe and admiration for being who you are in this world. You truly are an amazing being. And you can own that and appreciate that and find yourself filling with integrity and compassion. As you look at yourself in the mirror and truly know at your heart's core, you are good, you are beautiful, and you are worthy of love because you can love yourself first and foremost. You can love yourself. And because you do love yourself and radiate that love out, all those around you can love you as you need to be loved, as you wish to be loved, as you ask to be loved. And it's good. There's no judgments. There's just acceptance. You are a worthy being, worthy of love. Open your heart to that. Trust and move to the next level of self-love and self-compassion. And as you look into your eyes and truly know that this is your truth, just gently close your eyes and begin to float back to your place of safety, to that place where you began your journey, taking with you all you've experienced, all you've seen, all you've done, knowing that as you come out of this meditation, you will be different. Because you will have touched the true nature of your heart, and it will always be with you, reminding you that you are worthy of love, and you are allowed to love yourself and nurture yourself, because that's why you're here on earth. And as you love yourself, others will learn how to love themselves. And so it knocks on and pays forward. And so you find yourself in a safe haven. And you very gently thank yourself for taking this journey as you slowly begin to come back to the awareness of your physical body and the heart in your physical body, and the breath coming into your lungs. And so you find yourself now in your body, able to bring the breath down to your toes so that you can wiggle your toes Able to bring the breath to your fingers and wiggle your fingers. Maybe rolling your head gently from side to side. And very slowly coming back and awakening.